Do you guys ever get tired of these special days? You know, those days that aren't real holidays. I'm not talking about the Martin Luther King days or President's Day, Memorial Day. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about those special days that are supposedly created to bring awareness, and a lot of times they are. And in other cases, they're just a reason for donations for a cash grab. National Science Fiction Day, January 2nd. National Get Up Day, February 1st. Perhaps that's a precursor to Valentine's Day, another useless holiday. Zero Discrimination Day, March 1st. National Kick Butts Day, March 20th. The day all social justice warriors hide in their dungeons out of fear. But you get my point. There is not a day on the 365-day calendar that is not dedicated to some cause. And many days are dedicated to the promotion of multiple causes. None of it really means anything in the grand scheme of things. Most normal, everyday people don't give a shit about National Kick Butts Day. October 21st, it was another special day. October 21st, 2021, was Spirit Day. Now, this special day is on the third Thursday of October every year. I had never heard of Spirit Day until all the false outrage sparked yesterday afternoon. I guess their goal of bringing awareness worked. I now know what Spirit Day is. And to be honest with you, I do think it is a good cause. Spirit Day is dedicated solely to the cause of stopping the bullying of LGBT teenagers, kids. I don't think anyone with a rational mind could be against that cause. No one should be bullied or intimidated for their sexual orientation, their religion, or their political beliefs. No one should be bullied for any reason, but it happens. It's always happened, and it happens even in adulthood. Spirit Day was started back in 2010 by a Canadian teenager, Brittany McMillan. It was created in response to a number of nationally covered stories of LGBT teenagers committing suicide because they just couldn't handle the bullying anymore. Observers of Spirit Day wear the color purple. It's sponsored by GLAAD. It's a big deal in the LGBT community. So far, so good. No big deal. Everyone has a cause. If they want a day to observe themselves, bring awareness, who cares? Let them have it. Everyone else has a damn day. We have a day looking at groundhogs in the ground, so there's no harm in Spirit Day. My problem with it yesterday came in when you expect others to comply with your special day. I have stated many times, causes like this, they have no business in sports. Sports are supposed to be neutral, religiously neutral, politically neutral, socially neutral. Sports are designed to bring people of all walks of life together. When I go watch the Saints, I don't give a shit if it's National New Friends Day, National Golf Day. The only thing I care about is keeping the beer coming and the Saints winning. That's it. When you're a professional sports franchise or a business in general, you can't win when it comes to political and social issues. No matter what you do, you're gonna piss off a segment of your fan base, so it's best to just stay neutral. Major League Baseball, I don't know if I would call them a partner in Spirit Day, but the league does promote the cause. Major League teams, they tweet out a version of likely supplied messages. The Yankees, for example, the Yankees support Spirit Day. The Minnesota Twins get behind Spirit Day. We need to stop LGBT bullying. Stuff like that. You get the gist of it. I don't know if all major league teams are required or expected to tweet out messages on Spirit Day, but they all do. The majority of messages were without controversy, but you just knew. We couldn't have a special day like this without some type of outrage or controversy. 27 of 30 teams in Major League Baseball tweeted a message similar to the Yankees, but there were three teams who just didn't do enough. They didn't comply to expected standards. The three teams in question, the Houston Astros, the Texas Rangers, and the Atlanta Braves, who are either about to choke away a 3-1 series lead or head to the World Series. The Houston Astros tweeted, "Today is Spirit Day. Join the Astros in Major League Baseball in supporting inclusion and taking a stand against bullying." I thought the tweet was fair. They mentioned Spirit Day. They mentioned taking a stand against bullying. The problem with the Astros tweet, they didn't specifically mention LGBT bullying. The Astros folded to the backlash and edited their tweet to include it. The Braves tweeted something similar to the Astros. Hell, it was almost verbatim. Texas Rangers did the same thing. Now, to my knowledge, neither the Rangers or the Braves folded like the Astros did, edited their tweets to include it. But this omission, it was just too much for the social justice warriors to handle. They couldn't handle it emotionally. How dare they exclude LGBT from our own day? These teams are anti-LGBT. They are homophobic. No, that is not what that means. Number one, think of where these three teams are located. Georgia, Texas. The bulk of their fan bases likely have never heard of Spirit Day or have any knowledge of most LGBT causes. That doesn't mean their fan bases are anti-LGBT. It just doesn't pertain to them personally. Do you think gay people are marching on heterosexual Pride Day? Does GLAAD tweet out their support for all heterosexuals on that day? No. Does that mean they're anti-straight? No. It just means that day doesn't pertain to them. But see, there's a big difference between the two. There is no outrage on heterosexual Pride Day when people don't tweet their support, when organizations don't tweet their support. Heteros aren't pushing their sexuality on the LGBT community. But if you fail to tweet your support on Spirit Day, you're homophobic. The blue check marks on Twitter were out in full force yesterday afternoon. Loyal SJW Jeff Passan, he earned his ESPN paycheck. He claimed the Rangers were excluding the LGBT on Spirit Day, a day all about inclusion. But it's only inclusion if you comply with the demands, if you do everything they expect. Veer a little bit off script, the inclusion right out the window. It's cancel time. Ken Rosenthal quote tweeted the Rangers and said, Major League Baseball should not stand for this. Stand for what? Where's the fire? What is there to be outraged about? I don't know the reasons behind the tweets from the Rangers, Braves, Astros. I don't know if they left off the LGBT part because they were worried about the reaction of their fan base. Maybe it was an oversight, which is kind of hard to believe since the Astros and Braves were almost verbatim. Hell, maybe the Braves just copy and pasted from the Astros. I don't know the reason, but it doesn't matter. Either way, these three teams clearly don't care enough about Spirit Day to pay attention. Do you really want that kind of half-assed support for your cause? The LGBT community, they shouldn't want the support of these teams if they don't care enough about the cause. And again, that doesn't mean they are anti-LGBT or anti-Spirit Day or against the cause in general. Maybe it just doesn't pertain to them personally. It is human nature to involve yourself with causes that you care about that affect you personally. For example, drunk driving is terrible. I think we can all agree drunk driving is dangerous. It shouldn't happen. But I've never lost someone over a drunk driver, me personally. So even though I'm against it, I'm not tweeting on Moms Against Drunk Driving Day or taking place in marches. It doesn't mean I don't agree with the cause. It just means I've never been affected by it. So I don't understand the false outrage. And look, this overreaction, it does nothing to help the LGBT community. I feel bad for them in a way because most of the overreaction was by people who aren't even in that community. But overreacting like this, it just takes away from the cause. It gives the impression that you're forcing your beliefs on others. But you guys, let me know what you think. Give me your thoughts on the backlash the Braves, Rangers, and Astros received yesterday. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. And I'll see you guys later.